When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The videotape killer, Maury Troy. Travis's documented depravity. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to the heartland of America, to a bustling city where the veneer of daily life sometimes hides a darkness so profound, so meticulous, that it defies comprehension. We are heading to St. Louis, Missouri, in the early 2000s, where a seemingly ordinary man walked among us, harboring a chilling secret within his home, meticulously documenting his own descent into monstrous depravity. This is the horrifying account of Maury Troy Travis, the videotape killer. Maury Troy Travis, born in 1965, presented an unremarkable facade to the world. He worked as a hotel waiter, a seemingly innocuous job that allowed him to blend seamlessly into the background of urban life. Yet, beneath this veneer of normalcy, lay a deeply disturbed individual with a violent past, having previously been convicted for armed robbery. This history hinted at a capacity for aggression, but nothing that could foreshadow the unspeakable horrors he would unleash. Between the years 2000 and 2002, Travis embarked on a terrifying spree of abductions, torture, and murder, preying specifically on a vulnerable population. Black women involved in sex work or struggling with addiction in the St. Louis area. His victims were often marginalized, their disappearances initially going unnoticed or unprioritized, allowing Travis to operate in the shadows for far too long. The initial discoveries of bodies, often found in remote, wooded areas around St. Louis, began to paint a grim picture. Authorities recognized a pattern. The victims were young black women, their deaths brutal, often involving strangulation and signs of prolonged torture. The community became gripped by fear, aware that a predator lurked among them, but lacking any clear leads on his identity. Travis, however, was not content with merely committing his horrific acts. He had a chilling desire to preserve them, to relive them, and perhaps to boast about them. This dark compulsion earned him his infamous moniker, the videotape killer. Police, in a later raid on his home, would discover the chilling truth of his depravity. His basement had been meticulously converted into a torture chamber, a terrifying space equipped with restraints, instruments of pain, and, most horrifyingly, video recording equipment. Within this subterranean hell, investigators discovered a collection of videotapes. These weren't mere trophies. They were meticulous, chilling documentaries of his crimes. The footage captured every horrific step of his monstrous acts, from the terrifying moments of his victims' transit after abduction, often bound and terrified in his vehicle, to their brutal bondage within his basement chamber, through agonizing periods of torture, and ultimately to their murder. The tapes revealed a killer who was not only depraved, but chillingly methodical, carefully setting up cameras to capture every scream, every struggle, every agonizing breath. He was an archivist of evil, preserving the last moments of his victims for his own sick gratification. One particular tape, its title a grotesque perversion of a joyous occasion, stood out. Labeled Your Wedding Day, this chilling footage revealed the depths of Travis's depravity. It showed him tying up victims, blindfolding them, and then hanging them by their necks. The ensuing footage depicted the slow, agonizing process of their torture to death, captured from multiple angles. The content of these tapes was so profoundly disturbing, so visceral in its depiction of human suffering, that the seasoned investigators who viewed them were reportedly offered counseling to cope with the psychological trauma. They were witnessing pure, unadulterated evil, not through second-hand accounts, but directly through the killer's own lens. The full scope of Maury Troy Travis's crimes remains tragically uncertain, but the confirmed numbers paint a horrifying picture. Authorities confirmed 12 victims linked directly to his modus operandi and evidence. However, in his twisted confessions, Travis chillingly claimed responsibility for up to 17 and possibly even 20 murders. His known reign of terror was particularly active between 2000 and 2002. At least two confirmed victims from this period were Alicia Greenwade and Betty James, both tragically targeted. Additionally, forensic evidence linked him to at least four more tortured and strangled victims between May and October of 2001 alone, indicating a chillingly efficient and prolific killing spree. Travis, driven by an escalating arrogance and a perverse desire for recognition, made a fatal misstep that would ultimately lead to his downfall. In a chilling act of taunting bravado, he composed an email. The email, sent anonymously to a saint, Lewis Post-Dispatch reporter, contained a boast. He claimed he could help locate additional victims, proving his expansive kill count. To facilitate this, he attached a map, purportedly showing locations of additional bodies. The map was printed from Expedia, a common online travel service. He had marked certain spots with a chilling X, a macabre scavenger hunt designed to torment both the public and law enforcement. This act of audacious arrogance, however, provided the break investigators desperately needed. While the email itself was anonymous, the digital trail was not. Investigators, using advanced forensic techniques for the time, were able to trace the Expedia logs from the printed map directly back to Maury Troy Travis's home computer. The digital breadcrumbs led them straight to his door. On June 7th, 2002, police descended upon his residence, executing a search warrant that would uncover the horrors of his basement torture chamber and the sickening evidence on his videotapes. Faced with undeniable evidence, Maury Troy Travis was arrested and charged with multiple counts of murder. The city of St. Louis, and indeed the nation, collectively recoiled in horror as the full, depraved extent of his crimes came to light. However, Travis would never face justice in a courtroom. Just 3 days after his arrest, on June 10th, 2002, Maury Troy Travis committed suicide by hanging himself in his jail cell. His abrupt death spared him the ordeal of a trial, but it also left some questions unanswered, sealing his monstrous secrets within the grim confines of his final act. The legacy of Maury Troy Travis, the videotape killer, is a dark stain on the history of true crime. It is a chilling reminder of the profound evil that can hide behind an ordinary facade, meticulously planning and recording unspeakable acts of torture and murder. His victims, often overlooked and vulnerable, were subjected to the ultimate violation, their last moments preserved for a killer's twisted gratification. The case stands as a terrifying testament to the depths of human depravity and the unsettling truth that some monsters don't lurk in the shadows of folklore, but walk among us, meticulously documenting their own horrifying legacy. daring the world to truly see the evil they unleash. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.